Turning our attention overseas now, the US President Donald Trump is expected to announce his Supreme Court nominee later today or tomorrow as Republicans push for the elevation of another conservative to the bench before the November election. The death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has given the president the chance to give the court a 6-3 conservative majority. And Senate Democrats appear to be running out of options to try and block the president's pick. Adam Liptak is the Supreme Court reporter for the New York Times. He's with me this morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Thank you.
How close is Donald Trump to picking his nominee?
He says he's going to announce at our time Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock. And there is a front runner. We have a pretty good idea who it's going to be.
Who is that?
Judge Amy Coney Barrett, a federal appeals court judge in Chicago, who had clerked for Justice Antonin Scalia, the conservative leader of the court for years, and someone who appears to be a committed conservative across many dimensions, not least of them abortion.
And this pick is obviously so important because of the context of the election. How likely is it, do you think, that he can get this through the nomination process before the election?
You know, it appears he can, and he can do it even in the face of what looks to many people like great hypocrisy, because 4 years ago, when a vacancy arose in February, not September, Senate Republicans said that's too close to an election and the next president should get to choose. But in what appears to be an exercise of raw political power, the Republicans who control the Senate seem dead set, hell-bent, and likely to get the nominee onto the bench before the election.
Donald Trump, overnight our time, has refused again to commit to a peaceful transition of power. This was his exchange with a reporter.
Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transfer of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
I understand that, but people are rioting. Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transfer of power?
We want to get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation.
That was Donald Trump speaking overnight our time. How central might this new Supreme Court nominee be to whatever the outcome ultimately is for this election?
Well, we had an election in 2000 that was adjudicated by the Supreme Court in the Bush v. Gore decision, so it happens. An additional vote likely in favor of President Trump can only help him. But the Supreme Court does retain some independence and legitimacy, and Americans hope and trust that it will call election disputes fairly, should they reach the court. And it's not at all obvious that they will. It does seem from the polling that President Trump's Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, is well ahead of him in the polls. So if there's a blowout, it should be easy. If not, it may be more complicated.
And as far as Amy Coney Barrett is concerned, regardless of the election outcome, what impact might she have on American life longer term? I mean, conservatives are very excited about her potential nomination.
Right. So in the short term, as you said, having a 5-4 majority or a 6-3 majority ought to be of little difference. But in the long term, as the court probably reconsiders the constitutional right to abortion established in our Roe v. Wade decision, she looks like a likely vote to strike down Roe. And it might be a little hard to collect up 5 votes without her. So that's what conservatives are hoping for. Then in the long term, she's only 48. She will be a vote on cases like that.
Adam Liptak, thank you very much.
Great to be here.
Adam Liptak is the Supreme Court reporter for the New York Times.